This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Dave, it is a fact of life in the dairy economy as to whether demand or supply is dictating the market. Last week, we learned that food service demand, the restaurant trade, is quite strong despite all the inflation woes we're seeing, though retail sales are down some.
Yeah, Lee, restaurant sales are outpacing grocery store sales here, and that continues to be the case all year here, which if I look at those numbers, it doesn't ring recession to me. Normally, they will converge, and actually you'll see retail food sales increase during times of recession. People stay home and eat more at home. What's interesting is we don't know if that's because the economy is really strong right now or if it's because of COVID. Like, these are maybe hangover factors from COVID, as people, you know, prior to COVID weren't necessarily ordering food all the time on, DoorDash and things like that. That has become more prevalent now.
Tuesday.
Optimal feed efficiency.
Something that's really unique about this effort, there's a geneticist and a nutritionist at each research station that's working on it, analyzing and quantifying every amount of energy the cow takes in and every amount of energy that she puts out. So when we do these studies, we've determined back from the USDA grant that 42, 45 days is a pretty sound period of time for the selection. We're determining everything that she eats. We're doing a lot of feed analysis, individual feed intakes, whether that's in a tie stall or in a Kalen gate, which is an electronic gate where every one cow has her one spot at the table, if you will, that she can eat from in the bunk. But all of these systems allow us to determine what each individual cow is eating.
Wednesday.
As the weather warms, we're seeing more of those pesky flies. And joining us is Brian Hupp from Central Life Sciences. And that's why we have you here, Brian, for you to share with us the best way to address these fly infestations on your dairy operation.
Yeah, Bill, the best way to do it is to implement what we call an integrated pest management program, an IPM. And that really means that there's no silver bullet for fly control that you can put your finger to, other than the fact that you need to do some certain things like keeping things cleaned up and dried out as much as possible. There's two things that flies need. They need moisture and then warmth, obviously, to reproduce and to thrive. And so, obviously, we're coming into spring and summer months. We're going to have the warmth there. Now, obviously, rain in the spring is a big issue. We need to keep things as dry as possible and cleaned up. But the next step would be to also using something, a larvicide like Clarifly. Our Clarifly does a great job, if you're feeding that to all animals on the farm, stopping those flies from developing in the manure. And that's the main place that they're going to lay eggs. And so if we can eliminate that, you're really going to lower the number of flies on a dairy up to, 97% of them. So you can really lower that fly pressure overall.
Thursday.
Casey Kilner with Animal Ag Alliance. It really is an eclectic group across commodities and across the whole food supply chain, right?
Correct. From every link in the supply chain coming together for one purpose, and that is to think about what does the future hold and how can we build a sustainable future for animal agriculture together. It really involves, again, being those partners. And so we've heard from groups from the restaurant retailers partnering with farmers and partnering with consultants to see, what does sustainability look like on your farm? So really helping farmers to identify what will work best for them, but also will work best for the brands that they partner with. And because that partnership is really what's going to drive a sustainable future, drive those really long-lasting partnerships for everyone to be successful into the future.
Friday.
And our topic is going to be an article from the March 2023 Journal of Dairy Science looking at the impact of yeast and essential oils on dairy cattle. This came out of the Penn State group with Dr. Histoff as one of the senior authors. What they did is they looked at yeast culture. We know yeast cultures can impact rumen pH. It shifts volatile fatty acid production more towards acetate there, and it can reduce the risk of lactic acid buildup, which can really lower and impact the rumen environment. We also know that essential oils have an impact on rumen dynamics as well. And so the question was, what do we do if we fed both of these together? And of course, the essential oil would have a role in not only volatile fatty acid patterns, but methane production as well. So the objective was to determine if these two additives, when fed together or independently, would give us a biological response.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.